The town of Paonia is moving forward with licensing medical and retail marijuana shops. I had the opportunity to speak with Michelle Patterson, a town trustee, who is on the working group to review and revise the ordinance.
The draft ordinance was presented to the board on November 24th at our regular meeting, which is, of course, open to the public. And we did get quite a bit of feedback at that time. We talked about the potential of limiting by location, by number of shops, by medical versus retail, and by zoning. And we did discuss density as well.
When the ordinance passed as a ballot measure, it gained the interest of many townspeople, some of whom came to the town council meeting to offer their expertise to the working group.
There were a number of people that joined the meeting and had some comments about that, particularly people who have been involved in the industry. So at that point, we tabled the discussion and put together a working group to review the ordinance as it was drafted. And they're bringing that back to the board with their recommendations in February. You know, we as board members really appreciate input from the public and from people who are possibly a lot more familiar with the industry than we are.
Paonia is not having to reinvent the wheel on marijuana retail ordinances. Many towns and municipalities in Colorado already have these businesses. The trustee and public working group were able to look at other nearby towns for guidance.
They looked at Ridgeway and Mancos. The goal was to find communities that are fairly similar to Paonia in size and population and some other demographic measures to compare with similar towns. The voting in November was overwhelmingly in favor of bringing the shops into town. We had about 65% of the town that voted in favor, so that was a pretty clear showing from the community that this is something that people want to see.
One reason for the success of the Paonia Marijuana Ordinance is that the funds are earmarked. When Amendment 64 legalizing marijuana in the state of Colorado passed, the earmarking of the money for public schools was credited partly for its success. Again, here is Town Trustee Michelle Patterson.
Any funds that come in from marijuana in town are allocated to infrastructure. And this goes back to the slogan you may have heard when we were first discussing the idea, which was pot for potholes.
For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.